Welcome to the Wahoo Central Podcast, coming to you from the McHugh Center at the University of Virginia. I'm Jeff White, Director of News Content for VirginiaSports.com. My guest today is my multilingual colleague, Ron Sanchez, the UVA assistant basketball coach who has been with Tony Bennett the longest. Ron, buongiorno, and thanks for making the trek over from JPJ.
No, thanks for having me. It's always nice to hang out with you. You know that.
As many UVA fans know, you are also an assistant coach on the Dominican Republic national team, which made it to the round of 16 at the FIBA World Championships in Spain last month, its best finish ever. Mm-hmm. What was that experience like?
You know what? It was great. You know, this is a journey for that team that started, you know, years ago, you know, when Coach Calipari actually was the head coach of the team. That summer, I was able to go and spend time with them in Kentucky during training camp. I was not officially on the staff, but it was my opportunity to get to know the coaches and players. And, you know, to see it start there, you know, with the goal of hopefully having an opportunity to make an Olympic run, you know, at some point. And for the team to be having this kind of success is very enjoyable. It's definitely personally fulfilling as well.
When you come back to JPJ after coaching in another environment like that, is your boss interested in hearing what you've learned and how you might apply that to the program here?
Yeah, you know, I think our sport, you know, is so so global that, you know, when you've been working with a group of guys or within a system doing the same thing for a long time, it's always refreshing to hear new things. And I think Tony's great at trying to find ways, you know, even if it's a small, minute detail where maybe something he has been doing can be just a little better, you know, and not everything applies because the game is so different. The players are different. However, there are, you know, little details here and there that, you know, over the years we have kind of adjusted and I think have, you know, allowed us to grow as a staff and coaches and get our players to do things a little more efficiently.
People are familiar with the NBA players who were in the World Championship, mm-hmm. but I'm guessing you saw players from other countries who are that good, if not better than some of them who are not well known over here?
Yeah. I mean, honestly, the most surprising thing is how talented the world of basketball is. And, you know, we all picture that the best players are playing in the NBA and so on. And, you know, there are actually players in Europe and other countries that have chosen not to play in the NBA and stay in their home countries for, you know, a multitude of different reasons. However, their talent level is NBA talent. And just because they don't wear an NBA jersey, you know, does not, you know, kind of testify to their talent level. So, I mean, some players actually from the World Championships got NBA contracts
because
also
of that, right?
Because of the way that they played in the World Championships.
The freshmen on this year's team at UVA include a New Zealander in Jack Salt mm-hmm. and a Canadian in Mariel Shayok. Mm-hmm. You have pursued a number of other international players mm-hmm. as a UVA assistant. Is Coach Bennett's system, do you think, conducive to easily incorporating international players, and will you continue going after them, do you think?
I do. You know, honestly, in my personal opinion, again, this is not what our staff thinks, but I think that the game as a whole is evolving into more of an international European game anyway. But Tony's mentality is Tony's very open-minded. You know, he's going to put players in positions where they can use their individual talents to be successful. You know, he's going to kind of put them in their lanes so that they do the things that they do well, you know, for the majority of the time that they're on the floor. And I think that is what makes Tony, you know, a very good coach. So for us to be able to go overseas and kind of expand our net to different countries and attract different talents, not only does it give Tony an opportunity to grow as a coach and use different, you know, guys with skill sets, but it also, you know, kind of broadens our recruiting. So it gives us a higher chance of attracting, you know, talented players.
The first Bennett you worked for mm-hmm. was Tony's father, Dick. But even before you took a job with him, you were at Indiana mm-hmm. when Tony's sister, Kathy, was head coach of the women's team there. Mm-hmm. So how did you end up at Washington State mm-hmm. on Dick Bennett's staff?
You know, I always, whenever I see Tony's sister, I thank her. I think she was my agent. You know, I think I owe her a paycheck for that because, you know, my wife right now at back then was a player on the women's team, and she played for Kathy. So that was how I met Kathy. You know, my connections with her and me, you know, kind of working with the men's team there allowed us to, you know, just kind of grow a little bit. I was always a fan of what Tony's dad was doing, and he was retired at the time. And whenever he came to visit Kathy, just to kind of observe and visit with her, I would steal him for a few minutes and just ask a lot of questions. And that was my introduction to the Bennett family. And when he decided to come out of retirement, I think Kathy just went to bat for me and said, hey, if you have an opportunity, if you want, you know, a younger kind of kid who wants to, you know, just work, I think he could be one that will kind of hit the ground running for you and do whatever you want, which she spoke a lot more about the things that I, you know, didn't want to do. But, you know, she was great. And I think, you know, because of her is the reason that I am.
Did Tony come down to Bloomington at all? Did you meet him there? Did you meet him before you got to Pullman?
I met Tony, actually. My first introduction to Tony was at Wisconsin. He was we were playing Wisconsin at the Kohl Center, and it was a very brief introduction. And he came out on the floor. Obviously, the place was warming up, and I just kind of went over and just said, "Hey, I'm friends with your sister, and you know, wanted to say hi." And so there was we didn't know where this was going, right. So that was kind of our first introduction there.
You worked with Tony for 3 years at Washington State before his dad retired, and Tony took over as the head man. You've been with him every step of the way since then. Mm-hmm. How has he evolved as a coach? And as he gets older, is Tony becoming more and more like his dad, as tends to happen to son?
You know, what's funny, I think his sister is definitely her and Dick are cut from the same cloth, for sure. You know, Tony has a little more, you know, kind of looseness to him. But, you know, honestly, watching Tony grow up as a coach has been an enjoyable education opportunity for me as a coach, because, you know, when you go from being an assistant, you know, to automatically being a head coach, now you have players that you had this assistant coach relationship with, and then you got to go from being the assistant coach to being the head coach. I mean, that's completely different. And Tony has done an unbelievable job of, you know, once separating the two, and then from there growing. You know, every year I think he gets better and better and better. And I really do feel that the coach that Tony is now is nowhere near the coach that he is going to be. I think that there's still a lot of growth there to come from him, because he also is humble enough to know that he doesn't know everything, and he's still growing and learning, and he's open-minded to learn new things and to you know, visit with new coaches, NBA coaches, college coaches, just to learn whatever he can, even if it's a small detail, to make his team better. And you know, I think, you know, 10 years from now, he's going to be, in my opinion, you know, one of the best coaches in the country.
For those who aren't familiar with Ronnie Weidman, he runs a lot of the stuff behind the scenes in the basketball office. You could describe him as Coach Bennett's right-hand man. Mm-hmm. At Washington State, you were the coordinator of basketball operations for mm-hmm. 3 years before you became an assistant coach. Is mm-hmm. it fair to say you taught Ronnie everything he knows about ops? And you actually hired him, right?
Actually, yeah, I did. I convinced him to stay. You know, Ronnie had graduated from college, and he wanted to go into a different direction within higher ed. And, you know, it took a little bit of convincing, but I'm so glad that he's with us. But I introduced Ronnie to the field. I would never take credit for what Ron does, because he is 10 times you know, better than I was at that job. And, you know, without him, I don't know how we would function, honestly. He's really the engine that kind of makes, you know, the ship go. You know, Tony directs it, obviously, but, you know, behind the scenes with everything, you know, his attention to detail is, I mean, he's just on he's phenomenal at his job. It's the only thing that I can say.
Tony took the job here in the spring of 2009. Were you always going to follow him to Virginia, or did you have a decision to make at that point?
You know, you always have a bit of a decision to make, because as a recruiting assistant, you do develop great relationships with the kids that you recruit, with the parents. And, you know, during that process of developing the relationship, you let them know that you're going to be there for their kids, and they're trusting you with, you know, the future, the development of these young men. And, you know, for a moment there, you know, there is a, wow, you know, am I, you know, do I have an opportunity to stay? Am I not following through on my word? And, you know, so there is a moment there where, you know, your loyalties, you know, to both, you know, your staff and your players kind of conflict there. And, you know, I love these kids, man. I really do. I mean, I met Joe Harris when he was 16. So watch and see him now. You know, our relationships are very, very strong. And, you know, you spend sometimes two and a half years, you know, recruiting these guys. So it was hard for me to, you know, guys like Clay and D'Angelo Castro and those guys that we had back then coming in and some of the guys that were currently in the program, you know, to let them go.
But, had you ever been to Charlottesville before you started working here?
I had not.
Mm-hmm. You knew Jason Williford a little bit, mm-hmm. I think, from the recruiting trail.
Yep.
Had you met Richie McKay or Brad Soucy before you got here?
I had met Richie. You know, Richie's been around.
It's kind of a legend in the Pacific Northwest, isn't he?
Yeah. You know, he came to – I've met Richie on the road recruiting, and, you know, he came to our NCAA practices when we went to the Sweet 16 in Carolina. I think he was a head coach at Liberty at the time and just spent some time with us there. And, you know, we kind of had a familiarity with one another.
You're not the only person in your household who has coaching experience. Mm-hmm. Does your wife critique your work when you get home after a game?
You know, I think that when you're married to a former basketball player and a former coach, you're going to get critiqued at home. Yes. However, I will give her credit because she's gotten better at not critiquing me after we've lost the game. So, yeah, I mean, we talk basketball, and my wife is great because, you know, on the women's side and the men's side, things are completely different, but she has really good insight as to how I can communicate, you know, with one of the guys if I don't feel that they're playing to the level that they can. And her as a former player and actually a former coach, she's got a gift for that.
There are a lot of great coaches in this athletic department. Do you get a chance to talk shop with coaches from other sports, or is that difficult with the basketball offices being over at JPJ and so many other sports being here at the McHugh Center or U-Haul or Davenport?
No, it is a little difficult, but however, I think that when you want to do something, you got to put an effort forth. I mean, I've spent some time with the lacrosse coaches on the women's side, and you know, we were playing Syracuse and they had some questions about our zone offense and things like that. I don't know how it incorporated to lacrosse, but they had questions and, you know, we sat and visited for a while. You know, I see, you know, the golf coach out on the range and, you know, I go by and I say hello and, you know, definitely, you know, visit with the coaching staff, you know, via text message and with the football staff via text messages and so on. You know, Marcus, I told him I owe him dinner and I'm going to treat him to dinner at JPJ. The bill is going to be on me here. you know, so we do have, you know, a good relationship, the baseball staff, obviously Carl, the pitching coach is my next door neighbor. So we spend a lot of time together there and every now and then I'll swing over there and, you know, walk by the batting cages and just kind of say hello. So it's, you know, it's an effort, but, I do. I find the time to connect with as many people as I can.
Last season obviously was an unforgettable one for UVA men's basketball with the ACC championships and the run to the Sweet 16. A lot of the key pieces from that team are back this year, from Malcolm Brogdon to Anthony Gill to Justin Anderson to London Prentice, just to name a few. What are realistic expectations for this team?
You know, honestly, I'm going to tell you this, and this is the one thing that Tony's father and Tony have kind of planted in me is, you know, our idea of goals. Like, what are your goals? And I think if you focus so much on quantitative goals, you know, we want to have this many wins and so on and so on, I think you can lose your way. You know, our focus has always been just quality. You know, it's qualitative goals. You know, how well are we playing on the defensive side? You know, how well are we playing on the offensive side? Possession by possession, you know, 2 minutes at a time, which equals 4 minutes, and then, you know, 6 minutes and 8 minutes, and taking care of the basketball and rebounding and defending. You know, how are those things at a high level? Because if you focus on those things, it takes care of itself. I think if you put numbers on the board, you know, one, you're playing a guessing game, and two, most likely you're going to be disappointed. Mm-hmm. So I think this team has a chance to be a good defensive team, and if we do what we're supposed to do and continue to take care of the ball, I think we can be competitive. You know, I think if you can be competitive, then you can have a chance to win. If you lose sight of those things, then, you know, everything is going to go out the window.
You're on the road a lot recruiting. Mm-hmm. How have you seen the perception of UVA basketball change in the eyes of the players and the high school coaches and AAU coaches mm-hmm. over your time here?
You know, you get a lot of pats on the back and congratulations and so on. The perception hasn't changed per se. They're just saying, God, you know, it's nice to see your plan kind of come to fruition here, because we knew, you know, from where you were and what you had done there, we didn't think that you could do it here because of this conference. So I think it's, you know, just kind of a testament to the things that we value, the pillars that we, build by within, you know, our locker room and our coaching staff and, you know, even with our players, to see guys like Joe Harris, who was an unselfish guy, you know, and who gave himself for the betterment of the team, and to still see him get drafted and sign a guaranteed deal with an NBA team, and now sitting across from LeBron James and next to Kyrie Irving, you know, those things I think are, you know, those are really fulfilling, and I think people notice that. So the perception is that, you know, what we're doing works, and, you know, they're willing to trust us with, you know, a player that they may think have a chance to have a future, you know, and even, you know, guys like Mike Scott, who just signed this nice, you know, deal right. and so on. And I think all those things definitely help.
Along those lines, UVA will have Mike and Joe and hopefully Akil Mitchell in the NBA this season. Mm-hmm. What does that presence mean for the program here, and how much does it help you in recruiting mm-hmm. to have alumni in the NBA? Because I know virtually every kid coming out of high school sees himself playing in the NBA, whether that's realistic or not.
It definitely helps, because every kid, it doesn't matter what level, how many stars next to their name. I mean, they all think that they have a chance to play in the NBA. And that's not the only thing we sell, but we do sell development. You know, that if you come to us, we will help you get better. And in the process, you know, we will have an opportunity to win and you'll be on a big stage. But having, you know, alumni in the NBA definitely, you know, kind of opens a door, you know, having an ACC and a conference and an ACC conference championship title does maybe, you know, open a door for communication. You know, after that, we still have to do our jobs. But again, you know, if we're comparing our numbers to the numbers of other schools, you know, we're still not where we need to be. So, you know, we got to take pride in being different. You know, that's kind of our key.
All right. Time for one final question. Mm-hmm. With the addition of Louisville and Rick Pitino, ACC men's basketball now has four Hall of Fame coaches, each of whom has won at least one NCAA championship. I know that makes it more challenging for the staff, but does it also make it more satisfying when you have success against those storied programs?
Oh, definitely. Again, you know, I don't think we have a five-star McDonald's All-American guy on our team. When you're competing against those teams that have that much talent, you know, these coaches that are honestly, they're unbelievable. It's fun preparing, you know, to compete against these teams. It's fun preparing and compete against individual players. You know, the ACC just sells itself. You know, it really is an enjoyable work environment, and it does. There's a level of fulfillment, again, when, you know, you can win, you know, against some of those high-quality coaches and high-quality teams.
All right, Ron, thanks again for stopping by, and best of luck this season.
Thank you so much for having me.
This is Jeff White, and I'll be back next week with another Wahoo Central podcast. Until then, remember to check VirginiaSports.com for updates on all 25 of our teams, and thanks for listening.